5 Minutes with Phil, a daily devotion for people on the go, brought to you by Tabor Church.
Welcome back to the podcast. This is 5 Minutes with Phil. All right, it's a new week, everybody. We're going to jump right into our song for the day as we are going through summer concert series. So what I would always point you back to is the first one in this, and it was just like 2 times ago, where I talked about the summer concert series, why we do it, why we're listening to things that are outside of the Christian language, right? So today, this is what we're going to do. Here's the song, True Colors by Cyndi Lauper. And I'm going to post the video just like I always do at Tabor, Chicago, and it'll be on the Facebook page. So if you're not familiar with the song or you want to watch the video to kind of go along with this, then that would be the place for you to do it. So True Colors was written by Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly, and it was the first single released from Cyndi Lauper's second album, and it was in mid 1986. So that gives you a little bit of the circumstances that come across behind the scene, right? So this is the what leads up to it. Now, there are no direct biblical references, right? And this is, I mean, it'd be like, yeah, like we should know this, right? There's no biblical references. But there might be some of these themes that actually are connecting with the scriptures. Now, I've got a couple for us, and we're just going to walk right through it. So authenticity and inner beauty is the first concept. So this kind of a central message, I think it comes from, like if you consider the verse, 1 Samuel 16:7, the Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. This is kind of a concept that you see working kind of in this song, True Colors. There's the concept of inner beauty and authenticity. And this idea reinforces the importance of being genuine and true to yourself, rather than focusing solely on how are we presenting this body, you know, to those people around us. So authenticity, inner beauty, is the first theme. The second one, embracing vulnerability. True Colors encourages vulnerability and openness. Right, it's inviting others into giving this kind of like a sneak peek. Right, let me show you who I am. You know, I'm going to see your true colors shining through. Right, self. You know, like it's without this fear of judgment. Like if I show somebody who I am, then they're not going to run. Proverbs 3:34 says, he mocks proud mockers, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. Emphasizes once again what? The value of humility and openness, which can be seen and aligns with a lot of the true colors of the lyric. The true colors are the vulnerability. The true colors are saying, somebody sees me, somebody knows me, and I'm happy for them to see me and know me. Third, transformation and growth, right? This True Colors song suggests that true colors are beautiful and they can also change over time, right? So you're going to be beautiful. I mean, you can go reference another song, but you're just the way you are, right? But we also know that we change, we transform, we grow. And this is a concept that it shouldn't be foreign to us as Christians, followers of Jesus. We grow. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. Right? So there's a transformative power within us, and that we are constantly even changing today from who we were yesterday. We're changing. Hopefully, we're growing. And if we're not growing, we should be challenging ourselves in that way to say, yep, God still loves us, right? God still is for us. But God's trying to transform us and change us as well. All right, next theme, love and acceptance, right? True Colors speaks to the idea of unconditional love and acceptance. This aligns with lots of different, you know, places in Scripture. Why? Because God is multifaceted, right? God loves unconditionally. And one of those passages, Romans 15:7, accept one another then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God, right? So there is a reflection that if God loves us, no strings attached, if God is forgiving, God is loving, God, you know, is merciful, then in turn, right, Paul's saying, do this to one another, accept one another, love one another, just as Christ has done this for you. Praise God for it. So this song, True Colors, really is going over what this love and acceptance looks like in the life of another. And then finally, we have the last theme that we'll go over. It's called Overcoming Challenges. So the song's message of resilience and overcoming challenges can be tied to a lot of things in the scriptures as far as the what we would call perseverance in faith. James 1:12 says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life the Lord has promised to those who love him. Right? So there's challenges that we're going to face. And this song speaks to even some of the challenges that we face. But, right? But if the challenges stop us, if the challenges say, I can't move any further past this, if the challenges say, I'm going to cut myself off because God somehow isn't good, that's a problem. And so what does faith do? Faith helps us to persevere. Faith helps us to be able to say, I know I'm facing this challenge, but God's with me. And this song, True Colors, has all these dimensions. No direct biblical references are even necessary. But you see the themes of authenticity, vulnerability, transformation, love, and resilience. What better things to be able to receive from the cultural prophet Cyndi Lauper? So I'm going to post it there for you to listen to if you haven't listened to it in a while. Hopefully I'll be able to find the lyric video so that you can actually listen to it and be able to see the word. That's how we oftentimes can take it in. So everybody, that's where we're going to end things for today, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Take care.